When it comes to an IPv6 header, this is what you're going to find. Once again, we have version, but instead of type of service, we have an improved, which is called traffic class. Traffic class is going to provide that quality of service identification of what's being sent across the network. We have flow labels. This is just in the event of some sort of sequential order of what's being sent, we can add the flow label. Payload length is going to be the total length, so that includes header and payload for what we're sending. Next header is going to be the protocol we're utilizing. Is it TCP or UDP? And then hop limit works exactly like our TTL or time to live. It's going to go out so many devices, and then after it's gone that far into our network, it's just going to evaporate. It doesn't want it to stay on the network forever just because it can't figure out how to get to the destination it was told to go to. Then, of course, we have source and destination addresses. This time we're using 128 bits. So with IPv4, we used 32 characters or 32 bits in binary. Everything was a 1 or a 0 for 32 characters long. Well, we aren't going 128 characters for an IPv6 address. Instead, we're using hexadecimal, which means the range can go from each character being 0 all the way up to F, and F having a value. That means each character is actually 4 bits. We'll look at that a little bit later, but just know that we've simplified it to each character being 4 bits instead of just 1. And we've also made it a little bit easier for you to break down these values, with leading zeros being able to be taken away. If I have this number at the top of 2001, CDBA, colon 0000, 0000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000 zeros, make it a colon 0, colon 0, colon 0, colon 0. But we can do even better than that. Once per address, you can use a double colon, which removes all zeros in between. Now, if you have a bunch of zeros in different locations in the IPv6, you could only use the double colon once, and then all other times it appears, you would have to go with colon 0 colon.